Welcome to The Pilgrim's Joy, a devotional inspired by Christian Inns. Please listen, be blessed, and share with others. And now our host, Ogunfemi Oguntoko.
The Pilgrim, this hymn, our hymn for meditation today, has put into its simplest form the biblical formula for solving all of life's perplexing problems. All of life's perplexing problems. And I think these problems are basically three. One, the problem of sin. Sin is a problem because it separates us from God. It grieves the Holy Spirit and it burdens the believer with guilt. Second, the problem of earthly needs and wants. All of us need money. Some need a spouse, others need children, some want a house, some want cars, some are in need of health, some are in debt, some need peace in their families and marriages, some need their businesses to get traction, and others want to legitimately attain one position or another. And third, the problem of old age and death. Will I have the help I need in my old age? At the time of death, will I be ready? What will happen to my loved ones? And most importantly, what will happen to me afterwards? And to these three problems that dog everyone, the problem of sin, the problem of earthly needs and wants, and the problem of death, to these three problems, this hymn writer says there is a formula, and it is this. Trusting Jesus, that is all. Yes, trusting as the moments fly, trusting as the days go by, trusting Him whatever befall, trusting Jesus, that is all. Is that a formula that works? Is that a formula we can depend on? Can we trust Jesus to forgive our sins? Yes, we can. 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, He is faithful, He is just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Can we trust Him to help us overcome besetting sins? Yes, we can. We know from Philippians 2:13 that God works in us, giving us the desire and the power to do what pleases Him. Can we trust Him to meet our earthly needs and wants? Yes, we can. Apostle Peter was led by the Holy Spirit to tell us to cast all our cares upon Him because He cares for us. 1 Peter 5:7. And He not only cares, He can meet those needs, whatever they may be. He demonstrated it over and over again during His earthly ministry, healing the sick, taking money out of a fish to pay His tax, multiplying 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish to feed thousands, and calming a raging storm. Our Lord demonstrated His power over all earthly needs and wants over and over again. And He said to us in Matthew 6, Don't worry, your heavenly Father knows that you need these things, and He will provide for the best of the air. He will clothe the lilies of the field. He values you more than they, and will meet your needs. Can we trust His love to abide in old age? Yes, we can. Isaiah 46:4. Even to your old age and gray hairs, I am He who will sustain you. I have made you, and I will carry you. I will sustain you, and I will rescue you. And can we trust Him after death? Oh yes, we can. Jude 23, it says, after death, He is able to present us faultless before the judgment seat of God. So there, Pilgrim, simply trusting every day, trusting through a stormy way. Even when my faith is small, trusting Jesus, that is all. trusting as the moments fly, trusting as the days go by, trusting Him whatever befall, trusting Jesus, that is all. And yes, trusting as the moments fly, trusting as the days go by, trusting Him whatever befall, trusting Jesus, that is all. Let us pray. Dear Lord, please teach us to make this our motto. Trusting Jesus, that is all. Trusting Jesus, that is all. And as the moments of our lives pass by, please show yourself mighty in our lives, so much so that all around will acknowledge that indeed those who trust in the mighty name of Jesus are like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved. We ask in faith and in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for listening. The Pilgrim's Joy Devotional celebrates the joy of those who have accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior and their companion through this earthly pilgrimage. If you are yet to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, please do so today. Do so right now. You are listening to this because God has ordained for you to do so and to be led to Christ. Jesus Himself has been searching for you, and He will celebrate your decision with the angels in heaven. Please say this prayer with me. Lord Jesus Christ, I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I confess that you died for my sins on the cross, and I am grateful. Please fill me with the Holy Spirit and make me acceptable before God. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm glad you said that prayer. Please contact us or seek the counsel of any Christian close to you for further discipleship. God will make your life beautiful and your soul will find sweet rest. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Please share the blessings of this podcast with others. This is a production of the Gospel Bells Radio, an internet radio station with a mission to engage the contemporary culture with the mind of Christ. For more about our ministry, please visit www.gospelbellsradio.com. For the best listening experience to our curated programs, please download the SoundCloud application. Search for Gospel Bells Radio and follow us. To receive links to our programs directly on your phone, please send a message on WhatsApp to 234-8033-313632. Our handle on Twitter is @TheGospelBellsRadio. Thank you for listening, and God bless.